Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Today I'm going to share with you one of our accountability sessions, which is an interview with one of the aspiring traders on our platform. This is a pretty cool one because this trader was with us for a while before, very dedicated to his trading. Then a life event came up, which kind of derailed him a little bit, but now he's back and focused more than ever. Something that this trader struggles with is motivation. So if you're someone that does the same thing, this is going to be the perfect podcast for you. We're also going to talk about one of the sneaky reasons many traders fail that you probably don't hear about. So make sure you give the full thing a listen.
Yeah, so I had a, get straight into it. I had a big sort of life event come up about 6 months ago, which took me away from everything really. So I sort of wasn't working, wasn't trading, wasn't doing anything for about 4 months. And the last 6 weeks, I've been sort of trying to get my head back in the charts, get back to where I was, because it's so quick how, when you're obviously still learning, how quickly you get skill fade. So I was at where I was sort of ready to start backtesting. I wanted to go live. And then sort of that happened. And I've sort of had to start again from scratch almost. It's coming back pretty well. Back to where I left off.
Okay.
Yeah.
And has what? I mean, the event that took place, has it made you kind of approach things differently, or?
It's given me more drive. Yeah. It's given me a clearer reason to do what I'm doing. Made me reassess all my goals over the next 5 to 10 years. Life's short. If you want to do something, don't half-ass it.
Don't dick around.
I've
spoken to many people over the last 6 months, funny enough, who are in the same situation. They've realized that they've had some kind of event that's taken place that's made them realize that actually, you know, I've been dilly-dallying a little bit and not grabbing things with two hands. So I definitely know where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. So what are you working on right now then?
So currently I've just sort of started like preliminary first phase of backtesting. But I'm my first phase is just sort of getting my eye in, seeing which pairs perform which way. I've done just under a year on the euro dollar. And I'm through the your continuation strategy and the Gartley and the Bat, and I'm seeing how they all perform when together. I'm ready, how they all perform together, and then I'll do a second round of backtesting, tweaking and optimizing the ones that are break even or just slightly profitable.
Great. And how are you finding that process?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm trying to do it as if I'm properly trading. So 10 o'clock every night, I'm going onto the 4 hour chart, skipping forward to the just before the open of the 6 a.m., doing my top down analysis.
Yeah.
Work through on the hourly, looking for pattern setups and looking for the setups on the continuation. And then my entries are on the 15 minute, but the patterns, all my entries are just on the hourly.
Okay. And the reasoning for that is because of lifestyle or consistency?
I want to intraday. By the end of this year, I want to be up and running live. I want to go intraday. I don't want to be spending 6 a.m. till 5 p.m. just on the charts.
No.
I'm seeing which pairs perform better on which markets. So I'm seeing if I do sort of 6 a.m. till midday, is that more profitable than say midday till 5, trading the London or the US Open, and then I'll sort of go from there with my second round of backtesting.
Okay. And what about in terms of time frames? Have you got a time frame of what when you want to get this done by, this next phase?
I would like
based on your current routine.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of at the minute, I'm just doing it while my little girl's in nursery. So she's only in the nursery in the afternoons. So I'm getting about 5 solid hours on the charts every day. And I'm trying to do 2 hours in the evenings as well after she's gone to bed. But I'm with the little one in the mornings before nursery.
Cool.
So I want to be up and running small live account by the end of summer, ideally. Before would be nice, but the end of summer, and then sort of try and scale from there by the end of the year.
Okay. What about the next step? You know, where do you see yourself? What would be your ideal scenario? You know, towards the end of the year, maybe.
The end of the year. I know you guys sort of try and steer against it, but I want to be funded by a prop firm. I've done research as to which ones, if my strategy performs X, these three would be the best ones to narrow down and see what would be better. If it performs Y, these guys would be better. If I'm more sort of getting good results on a day/intraday, then I'll go with A. If I'm getting better sort of intraday, more to swing, then I'll go with sort of B.
Great.
Drawdowns and
okay.
stuff.
What do you struggle with most? Like, is there anything that kind of hinders you at all?
I think a bit motivation. So this is one of the reasons why I'm trying to get back into the accountability sessions. I want to try every 4 to 6 weeks with yourself. And when else is free, I would like to sort of anyone around a similar sort of stage, just get a little accountability partner or group or something. Because that is my main thing. I get onto the charts and then I'll do an hour and then I'll go, ooh, piece of candy. And then I'm distracted for half hour, 40 minutes, and then I'm back on it. But
okay.
Yeah
that's
motivation.
Yep. I was saying to this the other day with trading, it's a little bit, you know, it's so difficult to stay on track because it is something that it is really, when I say it's a lonely game, even when you're surrounded by people who are on the same path, like in tier one, it's still a lonely game because every trading plan is unique to you as a person. So there is an element of everyone's trade plan that no one can relate to. Like, they're all unique. It's all very dynamic. So it's fascinating because no matter, even if you're in a great community, you're still alone, which is no wonder that there's such a high failure rate, because if you didn't have a community like this, or you didn't have accountability sessions like this, you've really got no hope. You know, it's like, where you're just out there floating, with no kind of whip being cracked or someone to say, look, just stay on focus here. Whatever it is you're doing, just stay on focus. You know, that's really all you need.
I'm trying to talk to my wife about it, and I'm like, I need you to hold me accountable and this and that. And she's like, all right, well, what do you need? And I tell her, and she just, it's like another language. Right, I want to talk to you about this. And she's like, just staring at me blankly. And I'm like,
of course.
It isn't really going the way I want it.
Cool. All right. So I've made a note of some of your short term is to finish some back testing and book ongoing continuous accountability sessions to get into that habit. And then the longer term is to kind of, we don't really need to worry about the longer term just yet, but the longer term is obviously to be a profitable trader, multiple systems, intraday stuff. And that is about it. And the struggle is accountability mainly. Anything that you think could stop you from achieving the goal of becoming a profitable trader?
Nothing externally, just myself.
Okay. Is there anything that you believe would help you on your journey from the community or tier one that would enhance your learning process or make sure that you hit your targets other than accountability?
I don't think so. Because I've got a bit of time now, I'm trying to get on more live rooms than I was. Before, I was dipping in, dipping out. But the last couple of weeks, I've been pretty consistent with a Keel session. So someone's at nursery, but in the mornings I struggle to get on yours because the little one wakes up at stupid o'clock in the morning still. So I'm struggling to get on yours because I'm distracted.
Yeah, I feel that. Sure. People feel they have to apologize for not being in my live room. You really don't. You know, as long as you're getting value, that's the main thing. As long as you're doing what you need to do, that's the main thing. Awesome. So look, when are we going to catch up then? Maybe in a month?
Yeah, I want to try and start doing it sort of the start of the month, and then that'll be my accountability month then. And yeah,
I'd say once a month's good, because anything, you know, more than that, you might start to dread it a little bit, because there's going to be times where you just want to catch up at certain times of the month, and that might not fit. So, but anything less than once a month isn't going to help you on what you're telling me you want to do. So I think once a month would be great.
Hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're looking for a community to join, well, what better one than right here at Tier 1 Trading? But don't take my word for it. Give it a try for yourself first. Go to www.tier1trading.com. Check out our risk-free 14-day trial membership that gets you on the platform and allows you to interact with our traders, join some of the live rooms, take some courses, download some software. Essentially, you get to test drive the platform before making a commitment or making the decision if you want to commit or not. So again, www.tier1trading.com. I recommend the 14-day risk-free trial membership, and I'll see you guys on the platform.